When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Good evening. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. On All Saints Day, there's two towns that I always think of, and that is Canton, Ohio, and Cooperstown, New York. Because when I think of All Saints Day, I always think of the Hall of Fame, the places where our great baseball players and football players are seen as hallowed, as the best of the best. And when you visit those people and you see it as the shrine that it is, you always think back when you were a kid, when you thought someday I too will be a member of the Hall of Fame. I too will be able to accomplish those great goals. And of course, after by the time you're a junior in high school, you realize it's never going to happen. See, because the Hall of Fame shows the prowess of men with great athletic ability, great opportunities, great commitment, and great skill. See, the Hall of Fame isn't for everyone who desires it. It's only for a few who are able to accomplish it. And that's where it's different when it comes to the Hall of Fame, that very hall, the banquet table of Jesus Christ in heaven. How it's different is this, that every one of us are called to be a member there. Every one of us is given the opportunity through grace and through virtue to accomplish it. It has nothing to do with our own skill. It has nothing to do with our own prowess. Just our disposition and desiring to be the best follower of Jesus Christ. To be his disciple. Yes, even if it takes thousands of years of purgatory, we can still be members of that great Hall of Fame. And I think that's why I love All Saints Day, because we do look at those that are the true leaders, the true ones who persevered through the greatest things. I mean, we think of those saints that we know by name, the church has given to us, the canonical saints, the canonized ones, the list of those that were certain because the lives that they lived, the sacrifices that they made are in heaven. We have many of those such pictures and paintings and statues just in this place itself. But today is also about our family. Yes, those saints are our family, but our families, our grandparents, our parents, our children, our relatives, those who've gone before us, marked with the sign of faith that began in baptism and marked with the lives that desired to follow Christ. They too are a part of that hall and banquet of Jesus Christ. They are too numbered among the saints. So today's our opportunity to really look in two directions, right? To look and emulate those who were the best, the greatest, and seek to be like them. And also to realize that we desire that because of the faith that we've shared with those who've gone before us, our parents, our grandparents, our family members. It is our call. It is God's will for us to follow these men and women to this place of honor, to sit at the table of Christ in heaven. Those who were washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Those who were marked with the sign in their baptism. Sometimes we think, well, why do we celebrate so much these saints who are in heaven? How can our celebration have anything to do that would add to the glory of them already being there with Christ in heaven? It doesn't. But what it does do, it allows us to remember what the desire of the saints are as we show them honor. And they have one desire, for you and for me to join them. They desire that above everything else. And that is why we pray in intercession to them. That's why we invoke them to pray on our behalf. And we all do it. I mean, just yesterday, St. Anthony was being invoked as I tried to find one of my six sets of keys. I have no idea where the other five sets are. I just wanted one set of keys. Or when you're taking that exam, or you're doing that impossible thing at work, or you just know that it's never going to go your way, St. Jude is always there to give you hope. But really, if we prayed to the saints for the virtues, for the gifts that they show us in perseverance and overcoming, and their miraculous gifts that they shared with others, when we pray to them, if we realize this one thing, then our prayer is always perfect. We don't pray to them as if we're rubbing a bottle of a genie and hoping to get what we want. If we pray to them knowing how they pray for us, they take that intention before the Lord. And they say to the Lord, if it is your will, bring this about for these people. Because I really want them to be with us someday, here, sharing in this great hall, at this great banquet, the gift of eternal life. So what should be our mission then? I think that we should be, most of you I see probably like myself, have already put aside any the dreams of going to Canton or Cooperstown except for maybe a vacation trip. But I think we should really make it our effort and say, it is my will and this is my opportunity to do great things through the grace of God, to become a saint, to become an intercessor for others, because we too care not only to enter, but others may enter as well. And let us remember our family members right today, those who have gone before, those who we miss so much. The reason we miss them is because they shared Christ's love with us. Let's pray to them. Let us ask them to help us to keep being spurring on to this great victory to share in eternal life.